This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
The Microgrants for Neighbors program is open once again for applications in 2023. The program is run by the Cortez Foundation with the purpose of getting $50 to $500 grants to Cortez locals to enable them to do things that benefit the community, examples being putting on workshops, hosting music shows, and building public microlibraries. This year, the foundation will be prioritizing projects that are youth-led, but they encourage all to apply regardless of age. I spoke with Isabella McKnight, the executive administrator for the Cortez Foundation, about the program and how it can benefit the community.
So my name is Isabella McKnight, and I am a Cortez Island kid who's all grown up, but still likes to be integrated in the community. And I work for the Cortez Island Community Foundation doing executive administration.
So tell me, what is the Microgrants for Neighbors?
Yeah, so Microgrants for Neighbors is a program that's been going on in Cortez under different names for about 10 years now. It was started through Cortez Literacy Now and Dakota Literacy. So basically what it is, it's a way for community members, neighbors, to get projects started on Cortez. So the Cortez Island Community Foundation got involved within the last 2 years and launched it as Microgrants for Neighbors, which ran in 2021. So we give small amounts of money, like $50 to $500, to community members, individuals specifically, to fund any kind of projects that you might want to run. It can range from workshops to dances to little libraries that were put up around Cortez. There's no limit. This year, we've decided to put a focus on prioritizing youth. So we classify youth as anybody under the age of 32. So we're prioritizing projects that are youth-led and youth-empowering and also have kind of a literacy lens on it. And not literacy in the sense of reading and writing, but in the sense of community members achieving their highest potential in contribution to their community.
Okay, well, who is eligible to apply for a microgrant and how much could you get?
So this is specifically for neighbors. So it's not necessarily for pre-existing organizations or charities. So it's individuals, neighbors who are running projects. So you could apply for a project, your parents can apply, your siblings can apply, your next door neighbor can apply. It's specifically for people. And it's $50 to $500 to run any project that you think would be beneficial to your community. So not for organizations that already get funding, usually. It's not for nonprofits or charities or societies and or businesses and stuff like that. It's specifically for individuals.
Can you give me an example of a project that has been funded by the Microgrants for Neighbors?
Yeah. So in 2021, there were some really cool programs. Specifically one, there was a Clahoose language class that ran in 2021. I think it was held a few times to promote the retention and share the indigenous language, the Clahoose language, in the community. So that was a really cool one. And all of these projects that ran for the last microgrant cycle were during COVID. So it was just super amazing to see what kind of small projects could run even during that time of isolation and stuff. Another example, there was intergenerational wood carving. So I believe it was Volker taught a beginner wood carving class. There was younger kids. I think there was quite a few youth involved in that. And it's just really cool to incorporate and support local community members. So whether or not you individually have a project that you want to fund, or if you have a project that you have and you've got something in mind. So say you want to learn wood carving, but you don't necessarily know how to wood carve. This is a great opportunity to reach out to members in your community and potentially hire them to teach a skill that you might want to learn.
So how does one apply for a microgrant?
Yeah, so the best way to apply, we've got a page for it on the Cortez Foundation website, which will take you through to a portal that's on the Neighborhood Small Grants website. And there's a super simple application form that it lays out all the questions quite nicely for you to fill in. But you're people are also welcome to call or email me. I'm the support coordinator for this year's microgrants project. So I'm happy to provide assistance. If people want to tell me their project, I can always write it down and submit it for them. But yeah, on our website, there's a paper copy as well as a link to the application on the NSG website.
Okay, thanks so much for your time and thanks for your work providing this for the community.
Yeah, thank you.
Louis Belcour, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.